Hello and welcome to this AIM Leadership interview. I'm pleased to be joined today by Honeywell Safety and Product Solutions Chief Technology Officer, Mehul Patel. Welcome to the podcast, Mr. Patel.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
So to get things started, can you give me a brief background of your career and how it led to your current position at Honeywell Safety and Productivity Solutions?
I'll start with my childhood, I think. As a kid, I was always interested in breaking things and then eventually started figuring it out that I need to construct them back again, right? So that was my dream job, as you can see, is breaking and kind of reconnecting things. That's how I started my interest in engineering. And then when I moved to US, I did my master's and I was doing many years of PhD, but most of my research when I was doing my master's and during my few years when I was a PhD student was all in imaging and technology, imaging technologies. And as the auto identification industry and in automation, I started getting more and more interested in it. And that's how I got my first job. I got my first job as a scientist in over-the-belt barcode scanner company where we are trying to push the imaging technology as potentially a disruptor to then existing technology. That's where I started. Then after that, I went to another in the same industry company called Metrologic, and then eventually Honeywell acquired that company. And this is how my journey started and is still progressing.
Great. Thank you for that. So throughout your journey, you have amassed many patents in the field of imaging technology. What were some of your patents and how has that impacted our everyday lives?
So yes, I have many patents in the field of obviously auto identification, mostly about biometrics and using the imaging technology and how we go about doing the automation, how we read the barcodes and all that. I think the couple ones that I would say that comes to my mind is I was one of the pioneers who brought that 2D imaging technologies in reading what is very commonly now deployed everywhere in US is our driver license. There is a barcode behind a driver license. And I was one of the pioneers that came up with a scanning technology for that. That barcode now, as we are all aware, includes the addresses, the information, the personal information of the drivers, along with what is needed by the community, the police and the DMVs. So that is one of the things that I had come up with. And I think I'm very proud of that technology and the patents that I've developed on that. The second one is also in terms of dimensioning a box. So I also came up with a novel way of how a box can be dimensioned in a high-speed sortation applications where the box is moving around 300, 400, 500 feet a minute kind of speed. And we can actually size the box, dimension the box, so it can be diverted properly and can be handled properly. So those are a couple of ones that I think I'm very proud of.
Great. And thank you for those contributions to our industry. How have the technology developments at Honeywell Safety and Productivity Solutions evolved? And are you developing new technologies?
Yeah, at Honeywell, we continue to develop technologies and solutions to enable and ensure that our customers have the best day of operations every day. We do this by helping them optimize the performance of their assets, process, and workforce, right? Helping them with the energy management, sustainability, safety, and productivity of their organization. That's what we develop. And in the new technologies that we introduce on a regular cadence, as we are all aware, right? The technologies keep on changing. So we keep on introducing new technologies on a regular cadence. And some of the ones that we have introduced recently are on verge of introducing are for our scanning, mobility, robotics, and printing portfolio. We continuously keep on improving on computer vision, machine learning, artificial intelligence, from the software side of the things in our Performance Plus portfolio. We provide and we are introducing a lot of AI, ML, and our domain expertise in creating the insights, whether it is a predictive maintenance, whether it is actually giving, connecting the dots between the physical world to the digital and back to physical in terms of providing actionable items and tasks that the, whether the service team can do it or the field service can get it done. So we do that. Advances in our sensor technologies for precisely detecting and identifying low level of volatile organic compounds and toxic gases. We are working on and introducing very ultra low liquid flow technologies for drug deliveries. These are, we are talking about 20 microliters per hour kind of liquid flow controls that we are developing. We are also do a lot of work on disposable sensors for healthcare customers. That is, again, miniaturizing and ensuring that the right cost points are achieved on our sensors. In the area of electric vehicle, we are not only doing the battery management solutions, but we are also introducing technologies that helps with battery safety, specifically in thermal runaway sensing. We are also working on battery module damage detections. So vision-based technology, optical-based technologies on that. In our personal protective equipment portfolio, we are working on sustainable and more comfortable materials for the personal protective gears that we have and sell it in our market. So we are working on a lot of those cutting edge technologies for at the end of the day that helps with asset process and workforce.
Great. Thank you for those insights. And what, in your opinion, has made Honeywell Safety and Productivity Solutions so successful?
If we look at it at from the 10,000 foot level on, right, for us or for any organization, when they are deploying the solutions in auto identification, the solution requires transducers, sensors, all the way up to the sophisticated software stack that goes along with it, right? So if you look at the Purdue model of technology stack, it starts with the transducers, and it ends all the way up to the insights dashboard and actionable a task that needs to be deployed. What makes us very successful at Honeywell is we provide solutions and we have domain expertise in each of that level, right? So for example, our sensing and we have a sensing and safety technologies that we have a domain expertise and industry leading products and technologies in there that we make transducers, we make sensors, scan engines. We have a flex range or patented flex range scanning technology, which allows our customers to capture barcodes from various distances, from long range to short range to medium range. So that technology enables our customers and workers to be working not only from 6 to 7 inches away from the barcode, but over 100 meters away from the barcodes also, right? So that gives them that. Our productivity and solution services makes all that hardware. So we have the domain expertise in how we create the scanners, the mobile computers, the handheld terminals that can be dropped 6 foot multiple times on concrete. We know how to do that. That gives them the very rugged, reliable devices that we provide. In our IntelliGrated business also provides material handling equipment. So we provide conveyor belts, we provide high-speed conveyor belts, slow-speed conveyor belts. We also provide storages. So ASRS technology and our ASRS, we give them a storages. We also now have started providing from the robotics side of the things. We have automatic loader and unloader for trucks. We have a depalletizer, smart flex depalletizer, and all that we provide is a part of the solution. These devices are part of the solution that we provide. So we become a one-stop shop for our customers when they need a full end-to-end solution for automation in their facilities.
Great. And who do you consider to be your mentors or influences?
On a personal level, I have many mentors, but on the professional side of the things, the one that comes to mind on the top of my mind is Suresh Venkataralu. He is our Honeywell's chief technology officer and innovation officer. And he has been providing me for many years, guidance, coaching, and mentoring. And luckily, we are in the same location, so I'm able to just walk into his office, bounce ideas off him, and get a lot of coaching and mentoring from him.
Great. And following up on that, how can our AIDC industry inspire and attract new talent?
So our automation industry is always pushing the boundaries of the consumer technology in terms of how we can leverage current, greatest and latest technology, and also the trend in terms of whether it is AI, whether it is ML, even to a certain extent, a blockchain. And now we are seeing a lot of the involvement with this large language models and generative AI. I think our next generation of engineers who are very interested in these kind of pushing the boundaries of technologies to create and help the customer experience in terms of the creating a delightful experience for the customer, not only from just using the product, but also from the safety perspective, from contributing to the world in terms of moving us towards more sustainable development and more of a sustainable environment. I think that should be the key aspect and the key drive and attraction for our industry, for the young generations to start coming in and working in our industry.
And what do you consider to be your greatest achievement at this point in your journey in this industry? And what are some things you would still like to accomplish?
For me, my greatest achievement at this point in my journey, I would say, is how many associates, the young engineers I have helped in setting their thinking and guiding them to think outside the box, right? How many people I have coached, mentored, and just by leading from the front, have taught them that it is very important to step out of our comfort zone and think bigger. So think big and make it happen is what something that I'm proud of, that and how many people I have tried to impact and taught. The second thing is, it's not for me, I would like to still keep on continuing accomplish is not about generating patents or anything, but keep on more and more generating big ideas where the impact is not only about the economic side of for our customers, but also from the life, the quality of the life of the worker, the safety, the how we impact the environment in terms of when we are doing energy management, when we are doing the utilization of the right products and the right materials that sustain our environment kind of thing. So that is something that I would keep on driving and keep on continuously improving.
And from your perspective, what do you see as the greatest challenges to the AIDC industry on a global basis?
On a global basis, I still think that we as an industry, we still need to mature more and more on standardization of the systems and how these systems are talking to each other, right? We still have a lot of times we have with the customers and ourselves, we have a bespoke systems that have been legacy, have been homegrown for a while. And I think we need to start standardization of some of that conversation protocols and how the systems are talking and collecting and transferring the data between each other. I think that is a key that we'll have to keep on improving over time, because as we go forward more and more, the interconnections between the systems is becoming more and more needed, required, and will provide more and more value add as we go through.
Great. And with challenges come opportunities. So what do you see as the greatest opportunities for the industry on a global basis?
I think we are still tip of the iceberg in terms of automation. Our Nirvana or the North Star for us should be a dark warehouse or a dark operations, and we are just at the tip of the iceberg. Some customers are obviously on the journey. Some are more mature than others, but I think there is a lot of room for automation. And as technology becomes much mature and as new technologies develop, like, for example, RFID gets more proliferated, how about the asset tracking, visibility, connectivity, and more importantly, the insights that are being created from the data that we are all now gathering. I think those are the few opportunities that our AIDC industry has for future.
And just wrapping things up, what do you see as the next big thing or trend in the AIDC industry?
I think the systems are going to become and are becoming more smarter and smarter, providing more and more assistance to the consumer, freeing a lot of time for our customers and consumers, whether it is a store manager, store employee, or the people working in the warehouses. It's opening up their time from mundane and repetitive tasks to more impactful tasks for them. The second thing is that for future, as the technologies mature and as the solution set matures, you will see more and more frictionless, whether we're going to call it checkouts, whether we want to call it maintenance of the inventory, whether we want to call it the maintenance of the asset. You will see more and more frictionless experiences starting to come in the operations.
Great. Well, thank you for your time and insights today, Mahul. It's greatly appreciated. And again, thank you so much for everything you've done for our industry.
Thank you for having me on this podcast. Really appreciate it.